Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jayla. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about?
It's thomasrippetoo@gmail.com.
Okay, can I please get you to spell that out for me?
Excuse me?
Okay, I said, okay, can I please get you to spell that out for me?
Thomasrippetoe.
All right, thank you for that. Let's just see. All right, thank you for that. May I please have the first and the last name that will be on the account?
Thomas Rippetoe, I guess.
All right. Thank you for that as well. Now, I have located an account with propertyrecord.com. How may I help you?
I want to cancel the subscription.
Okay. No problem. I can get your account canceled out. I do have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
326.
32 what?
6.
32.
600.
600.
75.
75.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now why am I going to use that number for?
So that is your cancellation number, confirmation number.
And what am I going to do with it?
It's for keepsake. It basically just confirms that you know you have been, your account has been canceled out. For any further charges. So meaning that your account is canceled out for any further charges, you would no longer be billed. You wanted to get your account canceled, so that's your cancellation confirmation number. Just basically, making sure that your account is canceled.
Okay, so if it's not, I would use this number to call you back?
No, so that's not a number that you have to call.
I mean the cancellation number.
Yeah,
just not sure what I would ever do with this number you're giving me.
It's just your cancellation number, sir, for keepsake, just so you can know that your account is canceled out, basically.
Okay.
All right.
I think this is a
Smash,
procedure,
is anything else
huh?
I can do for you?
All right. You just make sure it's canceled, would you?
Yes, sir. So it is canceled out, and that's your cancellation number.
Okay.
To confirm that.
All right. Thank you.
I do thank you for calling customer service.